This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, yeah, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I talked about this stupid Obama portrait earlier in the week, not in the broadcast. And I got to tell you, the postmortem is coming in on this thing, the autopsy. But before I even get more into that, because look, I covered it pretty well. I thought it was pretty clever stuff that we talked about, but there's more to it now, and I've learned this. But did you see the Michelle Obama one? God. Who did they get to paint that? It looked like paint by numbers. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a very good painter, but I think I could have done, you know, a pretty good example of them. In fact, I bet you there would have been more raving over mine because it would have been more abstract. And, you know, I would have hid some devils in there and stuff just to make it interesting. Yeah. Just the strangest thing. But here's what And by the way, Michelle Obama looked like that chick, Kerry Washington, that plays in Scandal. Can't stand that stupid show. It may be canceled now, but yeah, Scandal. And man, you would hear black women talking about, ooh, girl in Scandal. And what was funny about the show, I watched it on Netflix once. I watched one episode, and I went, I want to see what Scandal's all about, because it looked good. You know, set in D.C. I watched Boss with Kelsey Grammer. I thought that was really good. It was the one with Kevin Spacey. House of Cards. It was House of Cards in the city. You know, big city politics like Chicago. And Kelsey Grammer did a phenomenal job. So I'll recommend it. If you want to watch a really good series and you've missed House of Cards, watch Boss. I think it's called Boss. But anyway, so I watched Scandal. And here's what I got from it. Because Tony Gwynn, I believe, plays the president. Kerry Washington's character used to have an affair with the president, and she now becomes a consultant, and she gets rid of people's dirty deeds in Washington. So she's now tied back to the president, who I will tell you reminds me of Bill Clinton. But in the Scandal thing, they hate Republicans, and she works. I mean, you can't. They don't say that outright, but they do. But she works. I believe this guy's a Democrat, and you see all his dirt. And it's funny how they try to twist it. It's typical leftism. Okay, so the Republican guy's Mr. Goody Two Shoes, works with the Tea Party. The president, you know, is a scoundrel. You know, sleeps around on his wife. And he's a terrible president. He's scandals on top of scandals. He's working with these Democrats to cover up their nonsense. But the Republicans are the bad guys because they're holier than thou and they work with the Tea Party. That's kind of what I got from it. So I was like, I ain't watching this. I got about three quarters of the way and went, okay, I get it. Because I was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, the girl in there, that's a long way to tell you. The portrait of Michelle Obama looks more like Kerry, what's her face, Washington, I think it is, than it does Michelle Obama, and she looks gray. She looks gray. It's horrible. Where'd they find these painters to do this? But what was more interesting to me, honestly, that I don't care. I don't really give a crap about Barack Obama's portrait. If he wants to be the first metrosexual, fairy, gay president and have flowers in the background and ivy that's going to engulf him in 2 years, I don't really care. Take whatever picture you want. He could have done it in Speedos, on the beach with Reggie Love, or, you know, sitting astride a horse trying to look all presidential or whatever. I don't care how he looks. That's between him and his legacy. But what I did find interesting was how other people described it. And here's what they wrote. I don't remember who wrote it, but it was this. In 2010, The Economist magazine's editors chose to title a review of Bob Woodward's Obama's Wars book, The Loneliness of President Obama. To some of Obama's fans, it seemed a misnomer. Remember, yes, we can. On the campaign trail, twice, Obama was the ultimate communicator, seemingly happiest in a crowd. In office, however, he seemed distant by comparison. Indeed, in a widely read 2012 essay for The Atlantic. That, by the way, a leftist brag. The columnist, James Fallows, popularized Walter Mondale's view of Obama's seemingly unfair reputation as, quote, aloof and diffident. The magazine would later mock this media stereotype of the president under the title, A Brief History of President Obama Not Having Any Friends. Now, I'm going to break there for just a second and tell you, explain it. He doesn't have any. He's got people that like his power. Going into the presidency, I'm just telling you, I don't care one way or the other. But here's what I'll tell you. If I got elected president, there would be 500 people on the stage, family, friends, even people who didn't politically agree with me. They would be there to celebrate that I did it. Barack Obama was with Michelle and his daughters and his mother-in-law. He didn't have family. He didn't have friends. No, I mean, everybody alienated. People from his church. I'm just saying, if you're living life, look, I go to church. I've been going to church here 3-4 months or something. I'll tell you, I have people already there that I know in the neighborhood. If I died, I think a couple of them would even show up to my funeral. This clown became president, and there weren't 10 people there that he really knew that knew him on his behalf. Anyway, this thing goes on. It says, elected with the highest number of votes cast for a president, Obama set new records for presidential popularity, but the burden of the office streams any responsible incumbent into a cast of one. Whether assigned as a professorial or elitist, both terms apply to Obama at one time or another. It's lonely at the top. The president we see in Kehinde Wiley's portrait unveiled at the Smithsonian is the lonely president. Superficial within the frame of the image, things seem otherwise. The vibrant foliage behind him is teems with life. The flowers in the background, as Wiley explained, in the unveiling, represent the diverse communities from which Obama draws strength. Lilies of Africa, jasmine of Hawaii, and chrysanthemums of Chicago. No, he's lonely. He's lonely with Michelle. He's lonely with his daughters. He's lonely with his mother-in-law. He's lonely for a family he's never known. He's lonely for an identity that he's falsified. He's lonely. That's what it is. That's what it captured. And it's good that they didn't put him in a presidential library. Let me put it to you this way. Donald Trump, family all around him, sons, daughter, all the time, tweeting about him, getting together, pictures all the time together, Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere. That will not be the picture of loneliness when they paint Donald Trump's presidency.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I was looking at this story about Rob Porter. And to be honest with you, this is a very low-level story. He was a White House secretary of some sort, not like a press secretary or whatever. I had never heard his name. I doubt many of you even knew who he was. And suddenly he's thrust into the spotlight. And what it boils down to is that people are saying, well, you know, Porter had some sort of domestic abuse. And you know, did he not? I don't know. And even if it were an adjudicated case, to be honest with you, you still don't know. You don't know, is he going through a difficult divorce or, you know, what's going on here? Because we quickly want to blame the guy because we've been taught, blame men. And we know nothing about this case. Now, that to the other point, I don't know whether he's a good guy, a bad guy, or he's somewhere in between. Here's what I will tell you. Most guys, you're somewhere in between. I'm not saying, you know, guys are abusers or whatever, but and for the record, most women, you're somewhere in between. I know women who will hit a guy. I worked with a guy who was a national sales manager for a power supply company that my company represented years ago, my first business that I owned as an adult. And his name was Mike. I won't say his last name, but he would come to town. He's a little guy, and he was a runner, a marathoner. And he would come to town quite often and just hang out. And I'd say, Mike, you want to do anything later in the evening? No, he goes, Kevin, don't worry about it. I don't need to grab a bite or anything. I'm just going to go back, do my run, and go to the hotel and get a rest. And I was like, okay, cool. So most of our principals would come maybe once a quarter. And we had a good relationship with these guys. So, in terms of sales. So there was really nothing for us to, there's no reason for him to come once a month. But quite honestly, guys like him probably come twice a year at best. But he would come at least once every month, once every couple of months. And so one time he took me up on, maybe we were at lunch because he rarely went to dinner. And we were talking and I forget I'd made a joke about, it was something that came up in the news and I was having a conversation with him and I said, yeah, well, knowing her, she's probably beating him up or something. And he goes, well, that's what happens to me. And I went, what? Looking at him like your kid. He goes, my wife beats me. And I'm going, sure, Mike, yeah, whatever. And he's, no, Kevin, my wife beats me. And he goes, that's why, he goes, in case you haven't wondered, that's why I travel. I travel a lot. And he was dead serious. And it was a shock to me because I've never heard, I'm sure it occurs, right? It's like male rape. Who talks about it? But this guy openly admitted that his wife beats him and he stays away. He doesn't know what, he's a battered husband is what it amounts to. So I would talk to my partner and I said, Mike said his wife beats him. She goes, oh yeah, she's mean, and she knew. My partner knew, not my like love partner, my business partner. She knew that was going on. They'd known each other quite some time. And I was shocked by that. So anyway, the point is, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. You don't know which way things are flowing, and so on and so forth. So that being said, I don't know. But here's what I do know. I know the strategy of the left. And so I want you to picture this. You're a CEO of some big corporation, and you've got 50,000 employees. That's a lot. Now, Donald Trump now has 1 million-plus employees, but you've got 50,000 employees. And somebody in your staff is accused of domestic violence in one form or another. And just so the ladies know, it works both ways. The government wants domestic violence for you, too. But right now, the demonization is for men. So there's a domestic violence thing out there, an employee, high level even, middle management, middle to upper management. And you've heard about it. Does it make you a member? Do you become a member of that team? And if you defend your person's work, are you defending their actions? And I could go on. I think you get my point. So here's what I want to tell you. You're watching yet another strategy by the left to figure out how to tag something, how to attach something to Donald Trump that he has nothing to do with. Zero. Now, I want to play a clip so you can hear what I'm talking about. This is being discussed on CNN, and I want you to hear the setup, Jake Tapper, and then he brings in this other lady, and listen to what she says. I didn't get the whole clip, but just enough of it for you to get an understanding of what the plot is here against President Trump.
Tara, the Politico broke the story, and CNN has confirmed it and added some more, which is that Wednesday, after the story broke, the black eye was still out there, Sarah Sanders and the communication staff brought in these four reporters with the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and Axios. They went in there. Rob Porter's there. He gives off the record his basic version of events. How can this be interpreted as anything other than the White House facilitating an opportunity for an alleged domestic abuser to call his ex-wives liars?
That is exactly what happened, and they got caught.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. This story is amazing to me. First of all, here Jake Tapper. Politico broke the story. What story? What story? The other thing that they're selling, and I'm going to get back to this in a second, they're selling you on the idea of Trump's got all this turnover. Look at everybody he's losing. Let me tell you what's happening inside the Trump administration. They are targeting people, going back into their past, looking for anything that they've said in interviews, radio shows that they've written, you name it, and they're targeting these guys. A friend of mine who's a Navy SEAL worked for the Trump administration, and he sent me a note just the other day saying, Kevin, they've I've resigned without even writing a letter. And it was based on conversations that he had had on a blog, like on a podcast. And this is a guy who has served with every nationality, every religion, etc. He doesn't care. He's a SEAL. Bud's class 253, if there's any SEALs out there. And I'll say his name eventually if he wants me to. But the point is, he contacted me saying, Kevin, these guys are telling me I'm racist, I'm homophobic, I'm all these different things. And he's like, you know, what do you think I should do? And I'm going, fight it. You know, don't dismiss them. But anyway, he got let go by CNN, and they did a hit piece on him. And then the Trump administration had to issue him a letter because so that's what's going on. These guys are being targeted. I think this is ridiculous. Anyway, back to this. Black eye still out there. Politico broke the story. Black eye still out there. Then they bring in all these reporters. And what did Sarah Sanders do? Allow Rob Porter, or what is his name, to give his side of the story. And what do these people say? Oh, they're demonizing the women. They're only. What do you think you're doing? They're giving one side of the story. Rob Porter is a wife abuser or whatever it is. Then when Sarah Sanders says, okay, I'm going to bring you guys in, you can talk to the other side. What do they say? No, that's wrong to talk to the other side. How could you possibly do that? That's how the left operates. Porter is guilty in their eyes. I don't know his story, but here's what I'll tell you. I'd be willing to listen to it. And I wouldn't just automatically go, oh, well, he's completely innocent. I would weigh the facts by having both sides of the equation. The media is showing you how they operate, number one. And number two, they want to attach this to Donald Trump as if this is his issue. This is one of his staffers' personal issues, and these idiots think they're going to attach it to him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Kevin Jackson here. Never in my life have I looked at the way that the left sort of evaluates people, and has it become more clear? And I'll give you an example. There are people out there who see themselves as fat. Now, if you're a fat conservative, I'm carrying a little extra poundage right now. But if you're a fat conservative, you know what you say to yourself? It's an element of my being that I either accept or I just do something about it. You don't look at it as, I'm a fat person. You're fat shaming me. When you look at me, everything about it, I'm fat. If you're a woman, for example, a female conservative, you go, I'm a female. You know, I happen to have been born with the parts that make me a female. Therefore, I will carry civilization within my uterus at some point if I choose to, God willing, find the right guy. You don't look at it as, I'm a woman, and I'm depressed, and everything that happens to me is because I'm a woman, and things, well, being a woman is, woman. You don't introduce yourself as, hey, I'm a woman, how are you? You don't introduce yourself as, hey, I'm fat, how are you? You don't introduce yourself as, hey, I'm a lesbian, how are you? God forbid you were to be a fat lesbian woman. Well, would you be a woman? But I'm a double lesbian, so I could. You get what I'm saying. And even God forbid you were to be a fat lesbian black woman who happens to be short. Ooh, all heck would break loose, right? Hello, I'm a fat lesbian short black woman. Nice to meet you, Kevin. Do you understand how ridiculous it is to be a leftist? It's the cause du jour. You wake up in the morning and go, huh, what ailment do I use to say that society is oppressing me today? I think I'll roll with black. I think I'll roll with woman. I think I'll roll with LGBTQ. I think I'll roll with short. I think I'll roll with ugly. I think I'll roll with stupid. It is so annoying to deal with leftists because I guarantee you, you cannot have a conversation with them where they're not offended. And let me tell you something, conservatives, before you get all, you are so right, Mr. Kevin Jackson. I spoke to a group of conservatives the other day. I said something like, Barack Obama has the intellect of a baboon. And everybody, not everybody, but a bunch of people in the audience, I said, what? I said, oh, you're thinking I'm making a reference to him being black and being a monkey. No, I'm making a reference to him having the intellect of a baboon, which, by the way, I feel like the baboon should be offended. So if you were hooing, I'm guessing you know a baboon who would take offense to that. We don't look at our frailties as the thing we lead with. Look, if I'd had 3 inches longer legs, maybe I would have gone to the Olympics because I was a pretty fast runner. There are many things I could look at. If I were 4 inches taller, I probably would have been a Chippendale. Maybe I would have been the first black Chippendale. They're racist. They rejected me. Anyway, I digress. No, I was never a Chippendale. But I did used to tell people when I worked at a job, whenever there was a new person and we'd take them to lunch, I would tell them that I used to be a male pole dancer. You know, people would go around and say, hey, well, Susan, tell us what did you used to do before you came to work at Flexible, you know? And, oh, I was an administrative assistant to the president of such and such. And then we'd go around and say, well, why don't we do? And it was the joke that I would always say. I mean, I was nicely built, too. But and I still am, by the way. But just carrying a little extra weight. Hello, I'm Kevin. I'm fat. Anyway, they would get to me, and I would very nonchalantly say that I used to dance as a male. I was a male dancer, you know, at a place. And invariably, the person would go, what? Like, you would, first of all, you say it. You admit it? And you did that? Oh, my God. It was like, it was so funny to watch their reaction. I'd go, yeah, you want to see? And I'd start pulling my shirt up like I was going to dance. And the rest of the, everybody knew the joke, so it was kind of funny. Today, I would get kicked out of the company for saying something like that. So crass. Anyway, why am I talking about this, huh? Because I just enjoy the subject. No, I'm talking about this because I'm sick of this nonsense, folks. So Princeton University's Health Center is going to host a fat positive dinner. That's what I'm leading to. It's for students who are, quote, fat identified. Now, let me explain who could be fat identified. For those of you who haven't gotten there with me already, Karen Carpenter could be fat identified. God rest her soul. That song Bird, Karen Carpenter. Love that lady. That lady can sing. But she would fat identify because she's anorexic. And something inside of her brain sees her as fat even when she is skin on bone. So she could attend that dinner. Maybe you, like me, are packing a few extra pounds, you know. Maybe you would go to this fat identified dinner. Here's what I would do. If I was fat and you were going to give me a free dinner, I'd go to the fat identified dinner. If I was hungry and I had missed my meal earlier that day, I would go to the fat identified dinner and I'd have fat people going, you ain't fat. Well, I'd go, who are you to tell me I'm not fat? You're being mean to me. Oh, and I'd cry and whatever else, right? Because I'm going to get that dinner. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get that dinner. According to the online description for this event, the dinner will be hosted by Health Promotion and Prevention Services, a division of the school's University Health Services. First of all, this is a university. And we're talking about a university that has University Health Services, and they have a division within there called Health Promotion and Prevention Services. In conjunction with, get this, the Women's Center. Get this. This space is intended for fat-identified people to share their experiences as a fat person. You just shamed me. Don't make me go. That was a shame in a fat people. Let me read it again. This space is intended for fat-identified people to share their experiences as a fat person. Psst. They ain't fooling me. They said, tweet this. This space is intended for fat-identified people to identify to share their experiences as a fat person at Princeton in an accepting and supportive environment. That's what the Women's Center newsletter states. Additionally, participants will discuss fat-positive programming ideas for the spring semester. Oh, my goodness. With the event description noting that... Dinner will be served. What better way
to attract fat people. Then they promise them a meal. Ooh, girl, they had ribs, they had chicken, they had, ooh, it was a plethora of food. You, let me tell you this, I ain't never missed no fat, Prince of Fat dinner ever again. That just cracks me up. Dinner will be served. Well, I'll just have a big dinner bell and a big old pork, you know, the barbecue joint, they always got the pig on the sign. Some form of the pig, you know. Oh man, that is just too funny. I mean, you know, it's a fat, they call it, it's a Princeton dinner for fat people. I get it, but just that just cracks me up. Dinner will be served. Like, did we not mention dinner was going to be served? I would love to see the kids going. Now, they have pictures of these very obese people. And see, here's the deal. What's funny about this to me, in a strange sort of way, is it's unhealthy to be, you know, certainly carrying too much weight. I mean, you get 300-400 pounds, your body's not used. The body's not used to that. The body has a particular frame it wants on you, and it works into that. That's why when these people, you ever seen this 600-pound life? These people, they have to check their heart to see if they're capable. If they lose two, let's say you weigh 600 pounds, you lose 200 pounds, you're 400. They can't just start doing this gastric bypass, whatever, to get you down. They have to make sure your heart can handle it, because your heart's been pumping, 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 and it finally gets some relief. And a lot of times people die because of that. But here's the deal: they're encouraging this unhealthy living. Now, look, I'm not, if you're chubby, I'm chubby right now. Who cares? If you're fat, I don't really give a crap. It's your choice. But understand, you're making a life choice. I'm not going to be, I got fat people in my family like you wouldn't believe. And you know what I hate? I hate that they're probably not going to be around as long as I'd like them to be. I have a cousin, he's approaching 400 pounds. His dad died of a heart attack at the age of 53. And he's 56. So I feel for him. But look, that's his life. We don't ridicule him over it. These people are crazy. I mean, I'm just saying, they want you to be healthy. They want all these, oh, we're going to have preventative health and we're going to have Obamacare. But then they go, come eat some fat food, fatty. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to get your fat content analyzed? I'll tell you how to do it. Next time you get out of the shower, before you put on any clothes, you don't need to pay $75 to anybody. You stand in front of a full-length mirror with a stopwatch, and you go like this. When stuff stops moving, click that watch. I'm down to 2 days, 5 hours, and 6 minutes.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Princeton having a dinner for fat awareness, or what do they call it? Fat. It's not, to me, it's almost fat shaming, but they call it fat positive dinner. To be fat positive. And look, I've said this. I have a friend. His name is Danny. And Danny is married to a girl named Sheila. And Sheila in college was fine as frog's hair. I mean, she's a pretty girl. She marries Danny. It wasn't a year. You can see Sheila was putting on some weight. And so Danny would say, you know, we were kind of teasing, like, man, look like Sheila putting on a little weight. She's pregnant, whatever. Well, she was. Turned out she was pregnant. So she had the first baby, and Sheila stayed big. And then they had a second baby, and Sheila got bigger. And so, I mean, people would see Sheila because we remember her from college. You know what I mean? You would be like, what? You know, that's Sheila? It didn't matter. I mean, Danny had loved her. They had babies together. He didn't seem to care. Well, he kind of did, because he would always say, yeah, we about to hit that gym again. I was like, no, you about to be as fat as your wife. But that's okay. But I just remember talking to Sheila. We were having a conversation one day. Everybody's drinking cocktails. She's like, I shoot. I tell you what, in college I was fine. She go, I still see myself as fine. I don't care. I'm carrying weight. I'm fat. I don't care. I'm fat and I'm proud. And I can tell you, as God is my witness, she was not lying. She believed in her heart of hearts, I'm still fine. I ain't doing nothing about it. And it was funny because Danny behind the scenes would be, yeah, man, we about to hit that gym. I'm going, dude, Sheila ain't about to hit that gym. I'm sorry to tell you. She going to hit a slim gym, you know. Ooh, because she is not going into the GYM. Sorry, bro. I would just look at him and go, okay, well, good. You know, I don't care. Look, handle your scandal. But Sheila did not care. And you know what? I remember saying to myself, that is so cool that she is so healthy in what she's, you know, that she's no longer that girl from college. It's like she said, look, I spent 22 years being fine. Now it's okay to be fat and I'm going to enjoy it. And she did. And I'm telling you, she didn't miss a meal. She didn't quibble over, can I have another piece of bread? She didn't say, I'll have the salad. She didn't do any of that. She did none of that. Sheila just accepted who she had become as like a station in life now, and that was it. So Princeton is, you know, having this fat positive dinner. They needed to have Sheila there. Look, I remember I was in a keto. Well, so the kiddo that I'm about to talk about, he was a chubby Mexican dude, probably about 5'10", 5'11", and pretty broad. And you look at him and you don't think this kid could fight. This dude was one of the baddest guys, baddest fighters. I mean, for his age, this kid could fight. And he's a chubster. And I remember him as a little boy because I learned Aikido under his uncle. Mr. Bill Sosa, for those of you who don't know who Bill is, Bill's one of the best, baddest Aikido guys on the planet. He's dead now. Next is Steven Seagal. They were number one and number two. I think Bill might have been the highest ranking Aikido Don in America at the time, but he and Steven Seagal were thick as thieves. And so I learned Aikido under Bill Sosa, but his nephew was a chubster. I mean, a big kid. And you'd never believe, but here's my point. Nobody. Let me tell you, don't tease this kid about him being chubby. That dude was amazing. And I've seen many guys. One of my first Taekwondo instructors had a gut, man. I'm talking about a gut. But kick it and break your foot. Shoot, man, Mr. Lopez. He'd break your foot. You kick that dude's belly. It's like kicking a cement block. Fat. But again, I don't care. I mean, I always wondered how Lopez moved around like that because he's big. But, man, he could move. He learned how to move that belly. It wasn't a jelly belly, you know, like boom, boom, boom. But it was a solid belly like he, you know, packed it with bricks. Because I'm telling you, you kick that belly and be like, whoa, you have to fight. And he had a son, Joey, man. He kind of a little bit of a timid guy. He was a black belt, but a little timid. He's probably grown into it. Anyway, I'm talking about fat people. So, Princeton's having this dinner, and here's what it says. Although Princeton students They say the University Health Science website emphasizes the importance of exercise and fitness as an important part of a healthy life. Although Princeton students usually have very busy schedules, it is essential that you make time for exercise in order to lead a healthy life. Now, here's what I think is going on. Princeton is luring all the fatties into this fat-positive dinner under the guise of it's going to be a fat-positive dinner. And, of course, you ring the dinner bell, and the fat people come a-running, because even the skinny people will come a-running. I'd go. I already said earlier, I'd go. I would attend this dinner with pleasure. And I dare you to tell me I'm not fat enough to be in it. I'd be, oh, you fat-shaming me. You know, you skinny-shaming me. But I would go. But they're doing one of these law enforcement traps where they bring everybody in and say you're going to get this big vacation, and they arrest them. They're going to bring all these fatties into this dinner, and then they hit them with, now, all you fatties out here, y'all are costing Princeton a lot of money on the insurance policy. You better get it together. I bet they got treadmills on a wall. And Jillian, what's her name? Jillian Sanders or Andrew, or you know, on the Biggest Loser, that chick, the lesbian girl, she's there and she's like, okay, fatties, now that you're out here, bolt the doors. Wouldn't that be something? And they have to sign non-disclosures. It says you cannot say what went on. Probably have them sign that before you come in. Hey, to attend a dinner, we need to get your signature, and you can choose your meal right here. So they got steak and lobster and, you know, foie gras, all this good stuff. And they're looking at the menu and go, oh, girlfriend, heck yeah, boop, 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 sign here. And then what they signed is, you cannot say what happened to you in here under penalty of, you know, losing your school, your scholarship, your parents' home, second home, whatever. So they lure them in there, and then they say, we're going to talk about a healthy life. What more can you do to fat shame somebody that you call a fat positive dinner and bring them in here and go, well, now, you know, the rigors of Princeton has allowed you to pick up that freshman baby weight. No, you picked up the weight of a truck, and it wasn't because you were studying, it's because you're lazy. It's because your millennial generation thinks you can take a pill and everything's going to be okay. You think you can sit around playing video games all day and you're not going to gain weight. You don't even know what it's like to go out there and hit those streets. Start walking. The most exercise most of these putzes get is going from class to class. That's it. Once they do that, they're home, they're eating, they're, you know, doing whatever they do. And let me tell you, that's the problem. So they get them to this thing, and then they say, you need to exercise, you need to eat right. And I love how they put this. Sonia Satinsky, Director of Health Promotion and Prevention Services. What? Is this a new one? Because I said earlier they got University Health Services. They've got Women's Something, Women's Center. That's part of it. Then they got another group. And then they've got Health Promotion and Prevention. They said the goal of this event is to have a conversation to discuss future programming focused on body size and image. Now, if that's the case, you would think they'd say, okay, look, maybe you're genetically predisposed to be a little bigger. Everybody's not going to be built like Usain Bolt, right? His kids will probably run fast if he marries a thin woman or a track athlete. He probably won't get any hammer throwers. But, you know, so there are people that are born with a particular body type. That's what they should be explaining. But I really think it's a trap. They said, at this point, we are unsure whether it will be a one-time or a recurring event. It would depend on the student's interest. There's no specific funding allocated for this particular initiative. Uh-oh, that's a sign, people. They're going to be coming after your money under the guise of we're helping the fatties, but they're really not helping the fatties. It's a trick. Get out of there, fat people. Run!
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.